This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Opinion, because he can do that.
Well, I'm less convinced on Connect. Like,
well, he can't defend.
Yeah, like I think
I don't care.
I think there are like I almost.
Well, it's like how can you keep him out there though, Brad? That's the issue with Kennard, right?
Defensive. I get it.
You want him out there because of the shooting and everything, but you have a hard time doing it.
John Morant can't defend either, but I mean, he's not John Morant. You get my point.
No, yeah, that's like a face of the league that you're stuck with.
But
no, Dawes Connect could be the face of the league, bro.
That's too far.
Yeah, he could. The You know, for Olympiacos, but still.
In a year, he became the face of Tennessee, and he wasn't on the roster last year.
Nobody should know that more than you, the Tennessee fan on this show.
I'm a big fan. Again, I feel better about Reed Shepard than I do about Dawson Connect.
Hey, that's fine. Wow. That's fine. No, you put,
okay.
You put,
no, I can
you,
hear that.
You put two whites to each other next to each other, you picked one. That's fine.
Again, both are going very high in this mock draft. Like, yep. The white American player comeback.
Absolutely.
We got some in the lottery.
Look,
this is
an incredible year. It's an incredible
year.
It's
a bounce-back year for y'all.
I think there's no question about it. It's going to be a white boy summer.
Need Laravia.
Once again.
Laravia to continue to pan out.
Yes.
Keep showing that swag he's shown lately.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Although him and Pippen tried to blow it at the end of the first game.
Yes, they did.
Laravia missed where he should have been on that, trying to break that press. Anyway, I can't be too hard on my boy.
Yeah.
He's played better here down the stretch.
Did you know that Laravia, I learned this. He is a massive card collector. Did you know this?
No.
Sports cards?
Yes.
Really?
He has a channel on the app called Whatnot, Big Memphis, where he like sells sports cards. Like he'll have what they call breaks.
He plays like a guy who trades cards.
And he's it's kind of funny to see like he schedules breaks and he'll have like people come in and buy the cards. I think it's pretty cool. Like he just has a hobby outside of basketball, but like he's a big card collector. And he signs his cards, Big Memphis. You know, that's pretty cool.
We did a story recently in Rundown about some former NFL guy that retired early and is doing that now, making big money. I can't remember who the guy is.
Oh, it was Blake Martinez.
There it is.
He was doing Pokemon cards, though.
But still.
Yeah.
Cards.
Right.
Blake Martinez, former Giants linebacker.
And Raiders.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That's him.
He's making money off Pokemon.
Yeah, there's like cash big, there.
The
yeah.
Athletic wrote big about money. It, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
So John's all in now.
Yeah, he knows.
I've got some cars for sure. I've kind of gotten into that hobby a little bit. People won't like this is going to sound random as hell. People will never believe this about me, but the guy that I'm collecting is Anthony Richardson of the Colts. AR.
Okay.
That's the guy that I'm trying to get the most of. But cuz I don't have a quarterback, so I got to go who do I enjoy watching? It's AR.
He barely played.
He played, bro. He showed enough. Three touchdowns. All right,
there's not enough.
There's plenty
to feel that good about him.
I'm betting on him, bro. I'm making a wager on a guy that I think has talent. All right, I've done it before. I've been burned, but I think he's going to be a good one. And that scheme with Steichen, come on now. That's a great situation for a quarterback. He made Gardner Minshew look decent. I mean,
bro, when you're just trying to run over people to the point you just fall down and concuss your head.
Well, that's a risk.
That, are we thinking out there? Because I am the face of the franchise. I can't just throw all caution to the wind to the point I fall down and my head hits the floor I get a concussion.
Well, he'll learn.
Like, he runs dumb.
He does.
We got to run smarter.
But maybe he runs through, too. I mean, he's hard to stop. I mean, Josh Allen.
Yeah, but he falls like Chris.
Yeah,
you got to learn how to fall, bro.
Look, dude.
Learn how to fall like Josh Allen. Like, where you fall down on top of him, not where the back of your head is hitting the.
Well, you know, people bet on Justin Fields and they got burned too. Although people are still buying Justin Fields cards.
Yes, did you? You should, after what Mike Tomlin said today. Sound like he's the number one pick in the draft.
Oh my God!
Now, Mike Tomlin, did you see him? Are these owners' meetings? There's interview. What, coaches' meeting somewhere? There's interviews with Mike Tomlin today. He is sweating with the media all around him. No, if he just got done with a workout or whatever, but he is talking so glowingly of Justin Fields. You think he's the starter coming out of camp? Who is Russell Wilson? Them folks going to start Justin Fields and go to the Super Bowl, according to Tomlin.
Man, he...
Best talent we've ever seen.
No question.
Basically.
Yeah.
You have to see him sweating, though. You wondered, is he really coming in from a workout, or is he feeling a little bit of heat?
Right.
Like, bro, this is the first time I've ever seen Mike Tomlin sweat.
Well, over Justin Fields.
I don't know what it was, but Mike Tomlin is pouring sweat today in interviews talking about Justin Fields. Probably because he's lying to himself.
Right.
And he knows it.
Yeah.
Never seen him that uncool.
Not sure why they brought him in, bro, to be totally honest with you.
Because it's super cheap.
Yeah. Anyway, good stuff there on the draft. It'll be fun to see where the Grizzlies end up picking and who will be available. There are plenty of players that in that top 6, 7, 8 who are intriguing that can help. So we'll be monitoring that. All right, we'll come back with Speck Burgers, and then Jason Fitz is going to join us. Stick around. Jason and John, are you trying to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
ESPN.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Group at the real estate agency is going to be your best friend, your advocate, the person working on your behalf. Because when you get what you want, they get what they want. It's a mutually beneficial relationship. You can trust and know that when it comes to selling your home and helping you get the most money for it, that's what they do. Their specialty. They know how to stage it, market it, reach a whole new group of people, and help you get maybe an offer that you could have never even dreamed of. But in order to get that offer, first you got to take the step of reaching out. You can do that at soldtolivelovememphis.com.
Yeah, they're amazing. For me, I mean, they'll take your $100,000 house and make it look like a $200,000 house. They'll take your $200,000 home, make it look like a $300,000 home. You see the picture? They're awesome at the presentation. I couldn't believe that these were pictures of my actual home 5 years ago that they had taken. Jennifer got that thing sold at a price I didn't think she'd be able to get. Then she wowed us with her ability to go out and find us our dream home. She could do it both sides for you. First-time home buyer. She also specializes in helping you and helping you get in that home. Got to make the call, though, 901-625-5200. Again, 625-5200. They're the best team in town. So Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nashville, Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency on Mondays around this time. I get on my job, and that's getting on my big green egg. I pat out some burgers, and then I season them with respect. Let's do that now.
Now, it's time for the Jason and John Show, Respect Burgers.
R-E-S-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
Sizzling Respect Burgers, served hot and fresh from Jason and John.
All right, first Respect Burger. If you haven't seen it, go to Marcus Smart's IG. He is game changer, young game changer. The young is important on IG. And check out the pictures of him. Looks like his wife and several other Memphis Grizzlies along with their significant others. It looked like one heck of a party here. Now, I can't find many details on this party, as you can probably assume and imagine. John and I were not invited.
Correct.
Okay? And I'm feeling a little bit jealous. Again, it looks like an era's party, perhaps the roaring 20s or something, or the maybe out of the 40s or 50s. But if you'll see it, the way Derrick Rose is dressed, the way that Jaren Jackson, the way that Ja Morant is dressed, impeccable. And so is Marcus Smart's suit. It's the kind of party you want to be a part of, because you know you're part of the in crowd when you're there. Brandon Clark, recently upgraded to doubtful, also in this. I do want to point out, there is one guy in these pictures that looks a little out of place. And yet, Marcus Smart was able to make him seem very part of the team, very much a part of the team. And that guy is Jake LaRavia, John's card-collecting friend. He does look a little out of place in some of these pictures in terms of the outfit. But what I'm going to give the respect burger for is clearly he didn't feel that way. Marcus Smart got him in there as one of the brothers. But again, Scottie Pippen Jr. looking extremely dapper. Again, the kind of party you want to be invited to, the kind of shindig, looks like a real happening time. Shout out to Marcus Smart. Doing big things, even as he doesn't play the rest of the way. This is the kind of party you want to be invited to. Maybe next year. Maybe next year John and I will get a chance when he's national. Moving on. Did you think I was going to go 3 hours today after what he did over the weekend and us not say his name? Who's the Memphian in this tournament still, and one that's putting it down? Impact player from Memphis. His name is Cam Emmett Jones.
Cam was hooping.
Looking
now,
good.
Norton Heard IV said years ago this was the best dude in his class coming out of Memphis, and everybody was sleeping on him. Not Marquette. Cam Jones, ECS veteran, was very available. Very available. And I'm speaking to Penny Hardaway, who chose not to offer him. Averaged 23 points per game over the weekend and 2 Marquette wins for number 2-seeded Marquette on 58.6% shooting. How's that sound? 17 of 29 overall in the 2 games, the second of which he had to battle through foul trouble. Now, you can argue, too, that some were saying he's a little bit critical of his defensive effort in that second. He was being a little bit too aggressive defensively in foul trouble. The man went 9 of 20 from 3 in the 2 games. Again, 28 points in the win over, we mentioned, Western Kentucky. Followed that up by going 7 of 13 in just 24 minutes in that Colorado game in which he was in foul trouble. This dude was available. There are guys like Cam Jones in Memphis coming out every year. Don't want to hear this excuse about how all the top guys are going out to prep schools now, and now we don't have the home court, you know, the hometown advantage that we used to. There are diamonds in the rough, and some of them ain't even in as much rough. Like a lot of people, again, like Norton Heard IV, obviously Cam Jones, a Team Thad product, was saying this is a guy that you want, and yet very few were interested enough. Marquette comes in. Didn't Woj get him initially, though? And then he goes through the coaching change and now has Shaka Smart as his coach. He's been phenomenal. He's 6'5", 200 pounds. I think there's a chance we're going to see, a very good chance we're going to see Cam Jones in the league. Maybe not drafted, Although you keep putting together games like he's doing in this tournament,
right,
and you can raise your stock up that way as well. But one way or another, Cam Jones as a scorer is going to get a shot at the league. He's been absolutely tremendous. Memphis's own Cam Jones, again, was an absolute stud at ECS. Up next for that Marquette team is the only double-digit seed left in the tournament, NC State. Last I looked, Marquette's a 6.5-point favorite there. As you know, I've got Marquette for many majority reason because they've got Cam Jones going to the Final Four. All right, I'm staying in college basketball. We touched on them, but I got to give them a little bit more respect. Gonzaga, and then particularly their point guard, Ryan Nimhard. John didn't know I was going to go here, but Gonzaga, their ninth straight Sweet 16, they handled a very thin Kansas team at that point, but particularly in the second half of that game, win 89-68, was a one-point Kansas lead at the half, but they did run out of gas, and Gonzaga ended up, you know, locking down, doubling them up 46-24 in the second half. And Ryan Nimhard, with a career-high 12 assists in that game, broke the program's single-season record for assists in a year. And this is a program that's had John Stockton, Nigel Williams-Goss, Dan Dickow, Josh Perkins was a pretty good one. So he's, I mean, that's a pretty big record that he's breaking for the level of point guard that's gone through that program. But back to the point, it's just that Mark Few, who I have said at times, you know, probably isn't getting enough in terms of winning national titles, everything, for the amount of talent that he's had in there. Dude, the consistency.
Yeah.
Like that, I mean, you know, I felt him in his after his postgame speech when he's saying, look, you know, this is nine straight six Sweet 16s for us. You know, you want your job is to give yourself as many cracks at it as possible, and that level of consistency is absolutely remarkable. So, shout out to Gonzaga for what they've done, because I do think the road ends here. But Ryan Nimhard, you know, to break the program single season record for assists in a year, is at 235 and still going. Pretty impressive again for the level of point guard that they've had. And then finally, back here at home, shout out. You know, we talked about Jason Munns and his news over at the Commercial Appeal today on Rick Stansberry. Read a piece over the Daily Memphian this weekend that I really enjoyed, and that piece came from not you this time, John, although I've loved your pieces as well, from another John. John Varlas wrote about this year marking. Yes, John, your eyes are getting big. What did he write? I'm not sure even you saw it. You should have. If you haven't, you should give it the time that it deserves if you've got some extra time. Go read about that 1973-74 Melrose basketball team that was the first in the post-integration state tournament to win, city school team to win a state title. They went undefeated. Verdi Sales, the Memphis basketball coaching legend that was down at Southwest for a long time, was the coach of this team back in 73-74. 50 years, they go 35-0. Others will know it as that team that had a three future Tigers, Alvin Wright, John Gunn, the great John Gunn, and then James Bradley as well. They were all on that 73-74 Melrose team that really was the first. There have only been two others to go undefeated in winning a state title. I covered one of them, Hamilton, 2006, and then CBHS did a couple of years ago. Shout out to that team and to the work of one John Varlas, who tracked down Alvin Wright, who I believe is retired now, it said, down in Texas from a double career. I want to say worked for FedEx as well as other. I could be wrong on that, but the former Tiger was fantastic. Go read this piece about maybe the best team ever out of city school, out of Memphis High School, that 73-74 Melrose squad. And Lord knows we never got to see how good right. John Gunn was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a disrespect dog story to the journalist, I don't know who it was, who asked Matt Painter specifically, explicitly, what would you say to people who say that Zach Edey is successful only because he's tall?
Which, no.
By the way, just a ridiculous phrasing of the question, right? Like you think any tall person can just be good at basketball? Like, and Matt Painter, to his credit, responded and said, I think all journalists should be required to take a basketball quiz. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a good percentage, Jason, of people that would not pass a basketball quiz.
Well, it depends. I mean, what are we talking here?
Well, I think
who's asking the questions? Coaches trying to be tricky and throw us media types off?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's certain things I think I would not know in basketball, but I feel like I have a pretty good idea.
I would hope so.
Of the sport, because I can put a ball in a hoop underhanded, you know, at the free throw line, granny shot. So I think like
sweet.
But I do think most people who cover the sport cannot do that. So I feel Matt Painter and what he's saying. It's kind of crazy. It's like
Delta Airlines and International Paper for album right. Excuse me. Yeah. FedEx in there.
Yeah. But, yeah, I sympathize with him because he just beat the brakes off Utah State. He's sitting here answering dumbass questions about people saying he's only good because he's tall. A lot of tall people not good at basketball.
Well, Chad Rycook would be one of those. They've done a lot of work with him, though, dude. Like footwork and everything else.
Yeah, he's gotten better.
From where he started to where he is now, how quick his decision-making. Like, Painter's done a fantastic job with him. And again, developing him to somebody who could, play a 12 to 15-minute role. On an NBA team coming off the bench, feels like.
Absolutely.
I don't think Kenny Smith's spinning that. I think that's legit. The dude he can block shots and he can rebound for you. How come he can't play 12 minutes a game in the NBA?
I think he can.
But he can't be somebody's starting center, though. That's
right.
That's not happening.
All right, we'll come back. Jason Fitz going to join us on the other side, talk to him about the NCAA tournament, his thoughts on the Sweet 16, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, Arty Turner FM, ESPN.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So if you missed the 60% off sale in South Haven at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we got some amazing news. They're running it back, this time in Bartlett. So this Saturday at the Bartlett location, Robert Irwin Jewelers having a six-hour 60% off sale. It's the real deal, Holyfield. No marking up to mark down, starting at 10 a.m. this Saturday. You can get 60% off anything in the showcase. It's literally the same sale as we were talking about in South Haven. Designer jewelry, engagement rings, bracelets, earrings, necklaces, gemstones. 60% off everything this Saturday in Bartlett.
That means there's over 1,000 items to choose from. None of that marking up stuff to mark it down. Howie's trying to take care of you here. And again, this is at the Bartlett location, in store only, right there at the corner of Bartlett Boulevard and Stage Roads, next to the Kroger. Of course, Howie's going to take care of you like he always does. Special financing available up to 6 months interest free at RIJ. It's, again, a sale you do not want to miss, happening at the Bartlett store. Again, in-store only, right there at the corner of Bartlett Boulevard, Stage Road. Sale ends Saturday at 6 p.m. Six-hour sale. Take advantage. You get complete details. You can go online at rijewelers.com.
Coming up at 4:45 later today, Shohei Ohtani going to address the media give out his his NCAA tournament picks.
Ha ha.
Yeah, I stole that one. It is bad. But hey, that's a good one. That's pretty funny. All right? That's pretty funny.
He got NC State going on through.
Yeah, I think he had him. He's got him. I lost my future last night in Baylor. I thought there was a chance. But they weren't playing well. They didn't play well. And they had no chance to win this.
Yeah,
no,
I've noticed you have not wanted to talk about that game at all today. So.
Well, I mean, they got beat by damn Clemson.
You feel a little burned. We get it. Scott Drew, we still love you.
Yeah, that was
John.
Yeah.
Maybe not as much.
Couple of first weekend exits for him in a row now.
It's all right. We still got that title, just like Tony. So y'all back off.
Exactly. Okay. Lots more to get to here on the show. You mentioned L'Jarius Sneed in the NFL. The Titans make a trade.
You like that?
Acquire Chiefs DB L'Jarius Sneed, who was instrumental for them in their run to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl. Do you have the...
For a 2025 third-round pick and a 2024 seventh-round pick. The biggest thing was that L'Jarius wanted a new deal, and he's going to get that with the Titans. I think it's fantastic for the Titans. And L'Jarius Sneed graded out as one of the, 6th best cornerback in terms of opponent completion percentage. He's one of the best in the league. The Chiefs, we know the deal. They can't... You had a choice here. Pay Chris Jones long-term money or pay L'Jarius Sneed.
Well, you could have franchise-tagged him.
Well, you did.
Non-exclusive, though.
Again, you're going to have an unhappy dude either way. So get something for him, and the important part is the Chiefs like their young, little money, young cornerbacks that are behind him. I mean, it's Tyreek all over again. You're not gonna pay top dollar when you got young guys behind him, or you feel like Chris Jones can make my other corners better when he's getting pressure.
Right.
You're not gonna keep both of these guys on long term extensions. Chris Jones and Snead while you're paying Patrick Mahomes the kind of money you're paying.
Right.
What the Chiefs have shown us is that they can do this. They pick the right guys to pay along with Patrick, and they win with less in some areas. And so they're willing to move on. And again, they've got some corners, young corners, not making much that they like just as well.
Right.
So they've been shopping him since the combine.
Right. What's interesting is that Adam Chernoff, who we love and bring on during the NFL season, he said this was a good move by Kansas City and that the team just keeps on winning. Like, that was his spin on it, that he thought this was a great move by the Chiefs, not the Titans, but the Chiefs.
Well, he thought, I'm surprised he said that, because a lot of people, the Chiefs were seeking at first a second-round pick for him, and the price was considerably lower what they got. You know, when they're at the combine, they were hoping for a second rounder for Legarius.
Right.
And you end up with what, a third and a, what did we say, a third and a seventh or what? No, third.
Right.
A 2025 third rounder, and this year a seventh rounder. Pick
right.
swap.
Yes. Exactly.
So, I mean, you didn't get a ton.
No, you did not. You did not. And I don't know. They must really trust. I mean, they have Trent McDuffie back there, you know. And they probably just feel like they're defensive front is enough, and Mahomes is enough. They can pretty much roll anything out there.
Here's what the Athletic write. This trade, though, was necessary for the Chiefs for another reason, too. They needed to create additional salary cap space. Entering Friday, the Chiefs were projected to have just $7.6 million in cap space, ranked 28th in the league, according to Over the Cap. Trading Snead creates $19.8 million in cap space. Without Snead, the Chiefs still have three starting caliber players. You mentioned McDuffie, Joshua Williams, and Jalen Watson they also like.
Right, right.
So, doable for them.
Yes. Yeah.
They're in a position where they can afford to let good players go because they got some young ones up and coming, and you got the best ones, Chris Jones and Patrick Mahomes, signed up long term.
Yeah.
I like it for the Titans, too.
Yeah, I mean, the Titans have kind of, they've loaded up, have they not?
What's my guy's name? Awuzie? How do you pronounce it? The other free agent signing, Chidobe Awuzie.
From the Bengals?
Yes.
Awuzie.
Yeah, Awuzie. Thank you. You've got him now with Legarius. And as the it says, make of the best corner group on paper this franchise has had since it moved to Tennessee. Returning slot corner Roger McCreary factors into that as well. So, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
They have upgraded majorly.
Yeah, they have. They
and
have.
That secondary.
I mean, look,
that corner.
That division, you have no choice. Because guess what? CJ. T-Law.
And that's it.
T-Law. And the greatest of them all. The great AR. Anthony Richardson. Who was at the Florida game, by the way. He was at the Florida-Colorado game. Which was a barn burner. 102-100.
Yeah, it was.
How about that? Man, you a hater, bro. I mean, I want to see a black quarterback be successful.
You just want your cards to be worth something. This is the one you've chosen.
If you'd been on CJ Stroud
early, you know.
I got some CJ Stroud.
Okay, well, focus on that one.
I got his jersey number for a number.
He's proven and legit.
Yeah, he is.
Came in, three-win situation, 10-win situation.
His value is at peak right now. His cards are insane.
Okay. So that's what it is. You're trying to find a guy that's like, on the low end that's going to go up.
Like Caleb Williams.
Justin Fields.
Bro. And for his value ain't where it should be.
That you can get
people
it low now. That's what we just said. Ryan Poles couldn't believe we only got, you know, what we did for him.
People paying way too much for Justin Fields. Like, what do y'all expect that man to do?
Like, apparently going to start week one for them.
Crazy. But, yeah, dude, like, C.J. Stroud cards go for, like the base, like the lowest of the lows going for, like, $50. If you pull a C.J. Stroud anything, $50, boom, right in your pocket. It's crazy. If you have a good one, $200, $300+. The best going for, $6,000, $10,000.
I think you need to set your sights on future Raider J.J. McCarthy's rookie card.
I would love to collect a rookie Raider quarterback that's not Aiden O'Connell. Believe me.
But y'all going to be fighting the Vikings, it sounds like, to move to get a quarterback.
Yeah, we're not. We don't
move up and get one.
Now, Antonio Pierce, I mean, like he said today, I don't know what his press conference, I don't know where it was.
Yeah, owners meetings or something, but all the coaches are gathered too, yes.
He said he doesn't understand why J.J. McCarthy's not the third quarterback off the board because he's a champ. So there's no doubt that the Raiders like him.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt.
You see who also, Harbaugh said that too, even though he's got a quarterback.
He's got one, yeah. I'll take his. He can have J.J. Hey.
Nah, he good.
Nah, he loves J.J. You got to reunite, bro.
Not that much.
You
got to
reunite.
But yeah, yeah.
No, JJ's gonna go. We've pushed him as high as we
right,
can.
Right, 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 right. No, it's
he true. had his pro day as well.
He did.
Everything looked great.
Yeah, correct. Yeah,
he's a winner. Yeah, good problem. Good problem. Going to be a lot more problems as soon as you see him under center.
Exactly. Exactly.
Don't force him out there.
Also, some other news that the NFL Rules Committee banned the hip drop tackle.
The one that got Mark Andrews.
Yeah. I mean, and I get it, but it's like, what are we, how?
The rugby style.
What's okay to, yeah, like, we don't really know how to tackle now. Like, what, we can't go too high, we can't go too low, we can't, you know, launch, we can't, like, where is a defender allowed to tackle someone?
We're getting close to the flag, man.
Man, the hip drop is, it is tough, but it's like, what are you supposed to do? Just let him score? I don't know, bro. I don't know. There's part of me that's like, that's not really fair.
I've seen a lot of that today. Is what are we supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
But and yet in the same breath, everyone is saying, but this one needed to be outlawed. So I mean, that's you can't have both there.
Right.
They'll figure it out, bro.
I hope so.
DBs and everybody else, linebackers, they'll figure it out a way to bring these guys down without getting penalized. You see, the linemen have adjusted to the whole, you know, not flattening a quarterback in terms of you got your arms up or whatever. They've adjusted. There was a time where we thought, well, they just take a quarterback down, they're getting flagged.
Yes.
They've adjusted to how they do that. The you know, linebackers and everybody else will too.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, that. By the way, there was a stat I wanted to read, though, on the hip drop, because this, you know, this it could have, you know, significant implications in terms of scoring. But this is what Adam Chernoff put out there. If an offense commits one penalty, the average points per drive drops from 2.25 to 2.1. If a defense commits a penalty, the average points per drive allowed goes from 2 to 3.3.
Ooh.
So, I mean, it could mean a much higher scoring if you have a defense that is prone to, you know, committing a penalty like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like it'll take a minute, you know? It'll take a minute if there's a, you know, a linebacker that was sort of doing that all year long. You're going to have to put your hand on the stove before you fully
adjust.
There will.
There'll be a lot of it early as they adjust. But like we said, just like those linemen that have adjusted to how you got to hit a quarterback, they don't give you much. They don't give you much room, and you got to be all soft with it, but they've adjusted.
Exactly. That is the latest in the NFL. I think I've hit on everything.
The big stuff over the weekend, Legarius with the big movement.
Right.
The big piece.
Right. Miami says they have an offer out to Odell Beckham for some reason. Not really sure why, what they saw in Baltimore, but that's taking.
Still got Waddle, right?
Yeah.
Still got Reek.
Yeah.
And then Cedric Wilson, was he not a decent signing for them? Missing something? Why do they need Odell?
I have no idea. I really don't.
Those folks traded for Claypool too last year, which didn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's very strange. Very strange.
You got enough in that department.
I mean, if he comes for a veteran minimum, I guess.
Go shore up your offensive line.
Right.
You know, last year that was so injury plagued.
Right.
You know, pick up some pieces on that defense. You lost Christian Wilkins.
Yep.
Stop adding receivers.
Yep. Anyway, that's the latest in the NFL. We'll come back. We'll wrap this thing up here on a Monday. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Black Tie Moving is here for you. If you're scheduling to move and you don't want to do it yourself, which I would highly recommend, I saw a good thread out there, some good advice. If you're over the age of 25, you have no excuse to not be hiring to move a company, okay? You really don't. You should have the money, and your friends have things going on. They probably have kids and they're married. They're not helping you anymore. Those days are over. Call them. 316-6196 is the phone number. Get on the schedule. Spring is here. And the great thing about Black Tie is they're gonna come through. They're going to do everything that you guys agree on. They're going to stay on the budget. They're going to show up when they say they're going to show up. It's going to be a great experience. I've used them twice. I know. I wouldn't tell you if it wasn't true. Call them. 316-6196 is the phone number. It's Black Tie Moving. Change moving in the city of Memphis. I did see also that NFL teams are going to vote, NFL owners, Jason, are going to vote on expanding the in-season version of Hard Knocks from just one team to an entire division. They're going to vote on that. So
I'd give it a little juice.
I didn't watch the in-season. I heard it was good.
Me too. And Dolphins buddy said, "Are you watching it?" It was Dolphins, right?
You watched it, right, Brad? You watched
it? I watched the whole thing.
And it was good?
It was great. You know, you had the Tyreek Hill stuff.
Right.
Yeah, you had Tua, and that quarterback room was very entertaining. The coach, McDaniels, my favorite coach. So I like the weirdo coach. So it was very entertaining.
Yeah, I think it's probably...
I think situationally it's probably good, right?
Yes.
You end up in
and
a season
in
team
too.
That's good.
Yeah,
that
they were
helps
in
your storyline, John. You see what I'm saying? You're not just following some dog.
Exactly.
That's not going to be, you know, not going to matter at all. Not
yeah,
relevant.
No, 100%.
A whole division seems smart. You have a little juice.
Mm-hmm. And you could, like, they play each other so you could see, yeah. like, the
what
game
one's saying about the other. Yeah, yeah.
I imagine Miami thought something. That it wrecked them a little bit because you got it middle of the season. You're making a stretch run there to go to the playoffs, and you're, you know, a little easier in the preseason when you're not in the thick of it. So they probably are trying to spread it around as opposed to, hey, playoff team, let's wreck the end of your week 16 season here, you know?
No. Yeah, I mean, they all, you know, here's the truth. They all blame Hard Knocks for everything.
No, you're right.
But whether nobody wants to do it, right? Nobody wants to do it in the preseason. Nobody wants to do it in the middle of the season.
Right.
I mean, that's not why the Dolphins, you know.
No.
They lost every single defender that they had.
Well, and their entire offensive line.
Yeah. I mean, they were just absolutely destroyed from an injury standpoint. So that's all that was.
Did you see what Deion's saying?
That he's going to keep his son back
in
school?
Yeah.
He's been talking about this for a while.
Well, he says it's not just keeping him back. He's going to decide where they go in 25, and not just his son, but Travis Hunter, too. He said, so it's certain cities, that ain't going to happen. It's going to be an Eli.
Sit for a year.
I know where I want them to go, Deion told the Million Dollar Worth of Game podcast on Friday. Mm-hmm. And Eli, you know, obviously referencing Eli Manning, who was – selected with the first overall pick in 2004 by the Chargers, for whom he said he wouldn't play. 1 hour later, he was traded to the Giants. So basically, he's saying that his son's going to pull the same thing. You're not going to dictate where I'm going. We're going to dictate it. How about that?
Yeah, look, I mean, they worked for Eli. I mean, he got a lot of money, got two Super Bowl championships out of it, you know? I mean... I don't understand why he didn't want to go to San Diego at the time. I don't know. But
I think at the time, was it their history? Is just basically what RG3 is saying, why Caleb Williams should say no to the Bears because of the Bears' poor history of developing quarterbacks?
Could have been.
I can't remember who the coach was with the Chargers at the time, but I think that might have had something to do with it.
Yeah. It absolutely could have been. But it worked out for him, so... Hey, if you have the leverage, you should exercise it.
Shadur might. By next year.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know who the quarterbacks are next year off the top of my head. Quinn Ewers. Him.
That's it. We've named him.
Is there another? Jackson Dart? Is he going to be on the mock draft?
Shadur would be hiring those guys.
Let's see right now.
Seth Hennigan? No.
No. I think he'll get drafted. But, yeah, Shadur Sanders. Oh, Beck. Carson Beck. Let's see. Yeah, those are the two right now that I'm seeing in the top. Quinn Ewers. Oh, the kid from Penn State, Drew Aller.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
Yeah. He's at least going to be one of those guys. Who knows? But, I mean, he's playing at a super young age.
Travis Hunter, too, is a game changer.
Oh, yeah, he's in there. I mean, I'm just saying in terms of the quarterbacks.
Yeah, no, yes. Yeah. And Shadur probably might have the leverage. He might be at the top of the board on quarterbacks. Travis Hunter's going to be a guy that's going to be on top of the board. From that wide receiver spot.
Travis Hunter's a star.
Is he a DB? He's not a DB. He's a receiver.
I think play him either way.
I think he'll probably be a
corner. And both positions are being paid right now. Like, you know,
they're both big dollar positions.
The feature positions in the NFL.
Right.
So,
but the good receivers,
he can take the top off, though.
It's 20 for both, is it not? Around that $20 million for both?
Well, I'm just saying the good corner's harder to find than the good receiver,
right? Oh,
it's
true. Mm-hmm. That part's true.
So I'd rather him, if he's a good corner, I'd rather him do that.
Well, he's unbelievable at both.
I mean, if he insists on being a receiver, you know, I'll obviously take him, but I would rather him play DB for me.
Yeah, he's a game changer on whichever side of the ball you put him on.
How does that work? Do you dictate that before you go pre-camp and you do your NFL stuff and you're interviewing, or are you like, hey, I'll play whatever?
My guess is we're going to find out beforehand. Through this year,
this
Colorado, and then
on
into next year's draft. He's going to tell us what they intend to, what he
exactly.
intends to play.
Mm-hmm. He'll tell you what he wants to be, and then if you want a receiver, you'll draft him. If you don't, you won't.
I gotcha.
I mean, and vice versa. If he's a corner, because in the end, he decides what he wants to be.
Right.
You know,
wouldn't you want to be a receiver? If you're him, I would rather get the Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, take over the league type.
But if I'm a team, I'd rather him be a CB. Mm-hmm. I'd rather him be a corner. You know, like, I mean, again,
because they're harder to find.
Exactly. Yeah. And he's shown already that, like, he can be a lockdown, like, one of the most dynamic defensive backs in the land. You know, so that's kind of where I would. But it's not my choice to make. It's his. But, yeah, like, the money's probably the same. And I just think it's a little easier for him to stand out as a DB than it is a receiver. Because there's so many great receivers.
What about Shadur as an NFL quarterback and him holding up? He's not the biggest dude.
No, he's not. I mean, it's hard because he hasn't had a decent offensive line. So it's hard to know, like. But he made some damn good throws. I mean,
Under duress almost all
year. In the pocket, yeah. I mean, I would say he seems fine. You know, I'd say he seems like a top pick, you know.
There's a good chance he's top quarterback taken.
Yeah, I mean, next year, I guess there are some QBs. I mean, Quinn Ewers, Beck, Aller, Shadur.
Shadur, I like him just in terms of the raw talent, everything. I like him better than those guys.
If the Raiders more end up sucking again, they could dip back in. That's what you're going to have to do. You have to keep looking until you find one. That is just the reality. And I don't think we have one right now. I just don't. I mean, Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell is not going to get it done, brother. You need a little bit better than that in that division. You need some real slingers. So if it ain't this draft, if we can't trade out, which I don't think we will be able to, I mean, you got to believe that three are going off the board off the rip.
Yeah.
You know, three are going off the board off the rip. So then you're talking about Bo Nix or J.J. McCarthy.
Who gets J.J.?
Penix. You know, neither of those guys, really, none of those guys does it for me. At any rate, that's going to do it for us today. There's no one to thank other than you, Jason. So thank you for being here.
Thank the listeners.
Thank the listeners, as always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.